the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Happiness is a warm gun. As I drove through the whiteout conditions through Grayling and Gaylord yesterday, it occurred to me the winter is close at hand. It is. Temperatures around the capital city today, 26 degrees. So natural gas, heat, energy, important to us as we head into winter, of course. And I want to talk a bit about that right now with Nancy Moody, the Vice President of Public Affairs for DTE. Nancy, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, and good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. One of the goals of DTE is to be, quote, the best operated energy company in North America. That's a lofty goal, Nancy.
Well, it certainly is, but we think that we can do it, and we also think that we can be the force for growth and prosperity in the communities where we live and serve. So we've got a two-sided aspiration.
Certainly. A lot of changes in the way we approach energy from the time I was a kid and the time you were a kid till today. Big changes. Renewable energy is being pushed into the grid in some places, but we're also finding ways to make natural gas more prevalent, to find ways to do cleaner things with energy. A lot of things changing, aren't they?
There are a lot of things changing, and DTE is right in that mix. You know, over the next 5 years, we'll double our renewable energy portfolio. That's primarily wind and solar. And then we're also, and you've mentioned natural gas a couple of times, we're also building a new 24/7, 365 days a year power plant that will power over 1 million homes.
And where's that being built?
That's being built over on the east side of the state in St. Clair.
So that's kind of the next generation, isn't it, Nancy? When you look at it base power and so forth, natural gas really is becoming the workhorse.
It is, and, you know, it's a very inexpensive fuel, but that's great for our customers. The other part that's great for our customers is that it's much cleaner than coal, and coal, of course, was the fuel that powered the Midwest. So as our coal plants are phasing out, we have to have something that runs 24 hours a day, and for us, that will be this natural gas power plant.
Certainly, and a lot of that will come from Michigan and other states. It's domestically produced, so we're using our energy to power our homes and businesses, which is important, and it's cleaner, as you mentioned, very important. And this all gives the structural foundation for the DTE Energy Foundation, which includes volunteerism, education, employment initiatives, and opportunities. Tell me about that.
Well, we have an entire strategy that we call the Force for Growth. Sometimes we refer to it as the force for good. But yes, it's people, places, planet, and progress. And then we underpin all of that with our foundation giving, with our human resources. You know, we serve on a lot of nonprofit boards, and we're on a march to be world-class in volunteerism with over 5,000 of our employees out there in the workspace. So we're pretty happy about the time, talent, and treasure we give from the company.
And I'm going to guess, Nancy Moody here, Vice President of Public Affairs for DTE Energy. Nancy, with this good economy and all the good things that are going on and jobs being available in different places, I'm going to guess that it's no different at DTE, a great time to find a job or career opportunity with your company.
We have an expectation of about half of our workforce retiring within the next 5 years. We know that half are eligible. And so it's going to be a big time of transformation. So it's not just transformation of our generation fleet, transformation of the way we're doing our business and trying to lift up the communities where we serve, but also transformation absolutely within the personnel of our own company.
Nancy, are you foreshadowing here? Am I going to be talking to somebody new sometime soon? Are you going to be leaving
well,
and heading into the sunset?
No.
What's that? I'm just making sure. But with all those opportunities, and you talk about the 5,000 people that are involved with volunteering, I mean, it means that DTE isn't just the company that's there when the lights need to be turned on and the heat needs to run, but you're there, you're part of the fabric of the community. You've made yourself part of Michigan, is what you're telling me.
We are very much part of Michigan. We serve 2.1 million electric customers, 1.2 million natural gas customers. We literally serve all over the state of Michigan. A very, very proud home-based company, and we want to do all we can to lift up those, in particular, those who have some disadvantages. You talked about workforce development. I'll tell you another fact. We have over a third of the young people in our state, ages 16 to 24, who are not working and not in school, and we have a very heavy emphasis on that group of folks to get them trained and get them working.
Well, it's extremely important what you mentioned there. And you talk about jobs at the energy company. Back when it was coal firing Michigan and powering the Midwest, as you put it, not as high tech as it is today, but high tech jobs, real jobs, careers are the kind of jobs that we're talking about at DTE.
So, I mean, we have a lot of engineers, a lot of IT people. But, you know, we also still have a very large field force. We have line people, and we have people who work the pipeline systems. And those skilled trade jobs are also really great middle-class jobs. And we really want to get to folks that want to come in both sides of our company.
So many good things going on at DTE Energy, and Nancy Moody sharing them with us here. Nancy, where does somebody find out more about DTE, whether it's about renewable energy and they want to read about that, or they want to find out about the volunteer programs you have, or they want to find out about career or job opportunity?
Well, thank you for asking, Steve. The simple way is go to dteenergy.com. If you want to see this Force for Good work, go to dteimpact.com. And, of course, our websites link to each other, but dteimpact.com is all about the Force for Growth. And dteenergy.com is where you can find out about jobs.
And hats off to you and to DTE for being so involved and being so vested and so, frankly, in love with Michigan the way we are. We appreciate it.
Well, Steve, thank you for allowing us an opportunity to talk about it. It's really great of you, and we appreciate it.
All right, Nancy Moody, Vice President of Public Affairs, DTE Energy. Nancy, I'm sure we'll talk again before you ride off into the sunset anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much. Have a great day and a great weekend. Nancy Moody from DTE. I mean, you look at these energy companies, they're so more high-tech than they were just a few years ago. Again, they're not jobs, they're careers and opportunities. So go check it out at DTE. A lot to learn. And a great partner for us here at the Steve Gruber Show that we greatly appreciate. We'll be back after this.